There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Welcome back to The Price of Business. I'm your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. Really glad going to spend some time this segment with Elaine Kofelt. And we're going to talk a little bit about, I think, a really important topic. You know, something I talk about passionately. In fact, I've got a book coming out relatively soon called Making New Rich Books Work for You. And it explains why, in spite of the fact that we have all these systems and all these technologies and all these ideas that people like, Tim Ferriss and 4-Hour Work Week has talked about, a lot of people don't make the move towards really becoming free economically, you know, and there are certain people that are real purveyors of this idea, and one of them is our guest today, Elaine. Welcome to the program. I love the title of your book, The Million Dollar One-Person Business. It is possible. A little bit about yourself and your background.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It's great to be here. I am a journalist who specializes in entrepreneurship and careers. I was a senior editor at Fortune Small Business Magazine for 8 years, and then I went freelance 10 years ago and have contributed to publications such as CNBC, Inc., Forbes, Money, and many others.
Awesome. Awesome. So what about this particular topic? You know, and there's not only been it's not been an evolution in the last 20 years. It's been a revolution in terms of how easy it is for an individual to really have a full-size business without the cost required a couple of decades ago, and really can automate and systematize almost everything. Isn't that true?
It is true, Kevin, and I agree it is a revolution.
Yeah, it's beyond some slow process. This is major stuff. Talk about your book. Kind of give us the elevator speech, if you will, for the million-dollar one-person business.
In the book, I look at more than 30 businesses that got to $1 million or very close to it with no W-2 employees. They were staffed only by the owners. There's been a huge increase in the number of businesses that are breaking this barrier. From 2011 to 2015, there was a 33% increase to more than 35,000 businesses that are breaking $1 million and getting up to $2.49 million. And the numbers have been increasing every year. What's enabling all these entrepreneurs to do more in a solo business or partnership is low-cost technologies, things like Facebook advertising or QuickBooks to do their accounting or schedule once to schedule their meetings. They're using a lot of automated technologies plus freelance platforms to find the help they need to extend what one person can do with no employees.
Yeah, I love this. I love this. You frankly just did an inventory of a bunch of things our media does. I am curious. So, like in my case, I have no W-2s besides yours truly. You know, this is something the listener has never heard. We're strategic partners with the Biz Talk Radio Network, and so we work independently. But I have a lot of 1099s. When I say a lot, you know, more than just a few, most of which, though, and they're not even 1099s because of where I get them. They're from places like the Philippines and around the world. So I have a couple of full-time VAs in the Philippines. And I have, and then I have other part-time ones in other parts of the world that do a lot of these things for us. Is that something you're seeing as well?
Absolutely. The barriers between countries are coming down because of the digital revolution. So it's easy to work with someone around the world. I have a number of international clients myself, and I think we're seeing that more. And I think it's wonderful because it brings ideas together from around the world, and we can find the best ways to do things when we all put our minds together. It definitely can help you get more done. I think many of these businesses have a rotating group of 1099ers, so they may have certain people, for instance, a bookkeeper who works with them regularly, and then when they're doing something like a website upgrade, they might bring in a web designer. So they're used on an as-needed basis, and that allows them to be more profitable because they don't have to have someone on payroll year-round when maybe they only do a web redesign once a year. That's been a big change in the workplace because it wasn't as easy to find freelance talent before. Now almost anyone can find a freelancer if they
ask. Oh, yeah.
So they go onto an online platform.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and by the way, you were mentioning different platforms. I used a lot of those technologies, but one I recently changed to, and I want to say this for the radio audience, our company changed to from QuickBooks and using a bookkeeper to Bench.co, which is both our bookkeeper and the technology, and it's so intuitive and so simple, it's bizarre, you know. And so, and this is one more example of what you're talking about, how it's becoming easier and more accessible, you know, in the whole nine yards. And also, and I love that you love that the companies like mine are engaging with people around the world, because on the one hand, you know, we have this almost xenophobic view of, you know, they're stealing all of our jobs. Well, you know, the reality is that a lot of small business owners won't get to the point of being able to hire people in the United States unless they begin hiring people around the world. And second of all, we keep talking about helping people through poverty. You know, I'm able to pay people around the world multiples of what they can get paid in their country, but it's a fraction of what I would pay for people here to do similar tasks. You know, and so it's a great way of eradicating world poverty by first world countries like ours without government taxes or sending aid involved.
That's an interesting perspective. I interviewed an entrepreneur recently who was in Guatemala, and he had a design shop, and what he was doing was he was hiring Canadian talent. He needed people with specialized tech skills that he was not able to find in the business community where he lived, and it was at a much higher rate than he would pay in Guatemala, but it enabled him to scale his business because he could go after bigger projects. And I think what's happening is, as we have more interaction across borders, what's going to happen is there will be reverse opportunities in that maybe you'll get a great gig from a company in a developing country that sees you being on the team as a U.S. citizen as being an advantage for winning new business. So I think it's going to help people as they become more familiar with global business. And I think right now it's mostly operating the way that you're using international commerce, but usually when there's a marketplace, trade goes both ways. So I think we're going to see some interesting developments. Plus, I think when you have freelancers in developing economies working with U.S. businesses or Canadian businesses, U.K. businesses, they will have an opportunity to raise their rates because often the businesses in those countries pay more, and that mm-hmm. may benefit them.
Yeah. Hey, real quickly, as we continue, what is your website? I want to make sure we get to the best website for people to get more information.
TheMillionDollarOnePersonBusiness.com is the best way to find out about the book and to reach me. There's a contact me box on there. It's all written out in words, so TheMillionDollarOnePersonBusiness.com. Or you can find me on Twitter or LinkedIn under my name. It's Elaine Pofel. That's hard to spell, so check the show notes. I won't spell it out phonetically here. But I really welcome hearing from your listeners. I do hear from quite a few, and I enjoy dialoguing with people. So please do write to me if you have questions about the book or about your business.
So, Elaine, does your book go into much detail about the types of tools that people are using? You know, in other words, does it provide kind of a toolbox for the reader who wants to pursue this?
The entrepreneurs I interviewed were very generous in sharing their secret sauce as far as how they automate their businesses. I found that in keeping up with them, because I'm doing some live events with them and interviewing them for follow-up stories, this is a moving target because these folks really like to learn about new apps. So each time I ask them what they're using, it changes. But in the,
yes.
in the book is what they were using at the time I interviewed them. But that's an important lesson, which you just mentioned, Bench. That one I had not heard of, but I'm definitely going to check it out. We do need to be open to what's coming out, because sometimes there can be things that make your life so much easier you cannot believe what you did without them. And scheduling apps are one of those things. I schedule about 20 meetings a week by phone, video conference, et cetera. And I use a tool called Schedule Once. That saves me 2 or 3 hours a week at least. I was at the point of almost hiring an admin to handle my scheduling because it was taking so much time. And now I just send people a link. They see my public schedule and when I'm available, and they just pick a time. And it is such a great time saver. It costs me less.
Elaine, you got to forgive me. We're running out of time. We're going to have to go to another segment. And I am delighted to visit with Elaine Kofeldt. I'm sorry, you would have been talking to dead air in just a moment. So, but I want everyone to look at her book, learn more about her book, the $1 million one-person business.com. Check that out. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the companies that are exploiting this approach, you know, and using this approach, and go a little deeper into this topic. All right, so stay tuned for more. I do want to remind you, of course, the show continues 24/7 at priceofbusiness.com. We are continuously adding new audio, video, articles, and more. While there, like it on Facebook, follow it on Twitter. We love hearing from you. A lot of our show ideas come from your engagement with us. The Price of Business is nationally syndicated on the BizTalk Radio Network. I've got a new book. It's called Making New Rich Books Work for You. It explains why books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and 4-Hour Work Week excite people, but they don't take transformative action. I talk about my own story, and I've made this book available for 99 cents through usabusinessradio.com. That's usabusinessradio.com. Unlock the reasons why these books haven't worked for you. That's usabusinessradio.com.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 6/23/18.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142.
That's 800-670-2142.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Price of Business. I'm your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. And it's your business to be alarmed about what's going on with the spree killings that have become common in recent years. And they seem to be growing, in fact, at a J-curve growth. And it's not just cars. I mean, not just guns. It's cars. It's knives. It's bizarre behavior. And for some reason, our whole culture, and we're going to talk a little bit this segment about why the obsession is about the guns. I alluded a little bit to that. I think there's control and power grab involved in that. But I think it also has to do with the powerful amounts of money in lobbying and advertising that the pharmaceutical industry does. Dr. Linda Lagerman, she is my guest, and she's a regular on The Price of Business. Her website, cchr.org, and she's one of the leading authorities on this topic. And Linda, welcome back to the program. Let's talk about that. The media, to me, is incredibly driven by advertising, obviously. Is the media protecting the industry because of the billions? I think I saw $30 billion a year they get from the pharmaceutical industry. That's a lot of money.
Yes, they definitely are protecting them. There's a couple things going on. The massive amounts of advertising dollars. They get the majority of their advertising dollars from the psychiatric pharmaceutical industry. The second thing is every major media outlet has on their board a board member from one of the pharmaceutical giants. So they're representing, there's a board member from a pharmaceutical company on the board of a media outlet representing the pharmaceutical interests. So it's not only the advertising dollars, which is huge, and that affects what they're willing to, put, on the air, but it's also you have a board member there who may be controlling content.
Wow. That's interesting. Okay. And you talk about conflict of interest.
Absolutely. So, we are like good citizens like us who are trying to actually solve problems that are, harming the society. We are out-dollared, outnumbered by this very powerful industry. And that's why it's important to kind of get to people and get them information that is being suppressed. Otherwise, it's like straight facts. The links are straight. It's not controversial. It may be, it's trying to be buried, but these are straightforward. It's really unbelievable that, our elected officials have not taken this on, head on because of the clear connection with, obviously, with mind-altering drugs, especially on people 24 years old and under whose brains are still developing, and that it affects them harder. Like, we have that, yeah. Even the FDA has the data from some of these antidepressants having a six-fold increase in suicides in children. They know this.
Wow.
And we have so many ticking time bombs out there. The population of the U.S. is like about 323 million people. The number of people in the U.S. on psychiatric drugs is over 78.5 million. That's one
wow.
in four. And obviously, they're not going to all become, killers or something, but a proportion of those will. And when you're talking about 78.5 million people, on mind-altering drugs that can have that as one of the adverse effects, a percentage of those will have that adverse effect. And that is what
we're
saying. Yes.
Yeah, and by the way, we have a great article that you helped collaborate on at USA Business Radio. And the title of the article is Reason for Mass Murders Has Nothing to Do with Guns. I want to encourage people to check that out. It is, according to that article, according to Washington Post, the drug industry advertising is a $3 billion a year industry. And that is a pretty big hand to bite when media is in so much trouble as it is with all the disruption and the changes that they're dealing with. They're more likely to lick that hand than bite it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
Dr. Linda Lagerman.
And, yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Linda Lagerman, she's a regular on The Price of Business. Love having her on the program. She is a fan favorite, but also one of my favorites. And people out there are going, hey, this is a business show. And, you know, this is a business side to everything for one thing. And you're getting a window of the morality and ethical issues that are in one of the largest industries out there, which is the pharmaceutical ones. I think that's all of our business to see what's going on in that space. And also I think it's all of our business to be concerned about the safety and care of young people who are being obliterated in these schools and really innocence in general, because it's not just happening in schools. It's not isolated to schools. Although I'm sure you've noticed, Linda, that it's fairly much isolated to gun-free zones when guns are being used, which is so contrarian. That's like an invitation to a sick person to come and shoot us. I mean, one of the killology expert I mentioned in the last segment, he noted that the 1990s began the rise of so-called gun-free zones. And if you look at the manifestos of all these mass killers, they will say they chose soft targets where they knew guns were prohibited. And they didn't mind breaking the law.
Right. Yes. That graph is parallel, and the same timing for the big increase in the psychiatric drugs in the community, you know, with the Ritalin starting, you know, the ADHD drug Ritalin and Prozac for depression being becoming bestsellers and throughout the decades then that followed. So
yeah,
we've got, you know, a number of factors here, but if we're not, like you said, getting at that cause, we will keep seeing these tragedies. And it isn't, as you point out, it's not just guns. It's people. There's been these incidents of somebody getting in a car and, you know, mowing down a bunch of people. Or the, you know, German Wings pilot from a few years ago who crashed the plane right into a mountainside while taking antidepressants.
Yep.
And black box recordings showed that his breathing stayed very even all the way up to the moment of impact. That's impossible unless you're disconnected through psychiatric drugs. You know,
yeah,
a homicidal maniac or somebody psychopathic is going to have heart racing and their breath is going to be accelerated. The only thing I can think that would cause that just steady breathing up to the moment of impact as you're watching a mountain come right at you is the psychiatric drugs.
Very important conversation. It needs to continue. Your organization is on the front lines on this particular issue. That's the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. That's CCHR.org. And I tell you, we need more of what you guys are doing. You're doing a great job of educating through interviews like this, articles that we have written and collaborated on. I mean, that you've provided information that I've written. And, you know, I know you're doing tons of work there. Thank you so much for your continued effort. And for those who really want to stop these spree killings, they need to contact and go to CCHR.org and see how they can help. And contact your legislator and say, hey, stop talking about the weapon and talk about why they're picking up the weapon. That's what we need to have that conversation. And tell your media to be responsible as well. Contact them. And so congratulations to the station that's airing this program for allowing us to convey this important information. Linda, thanks so much. Dr. Linda Lagerman, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we're going to have more for you. And I do want to remind you, I love saying this because it's so true, that the show continues 24/7, regardless if we're on the air or not. How? Because we're always adding new content at priceofbusiness.com, including audio, articles, you name it. And we're going to have links to articles on this important topic at priceofbusiness.com that we've done recently. So check that out. More for you after this. I've got a new book. It's called Making New Rich Books Work for You. It explains why books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and 4-Hour Work Week excite people, but they don't take transformative action. I talk about my own story, and I've made this book available for 99 cents through usabusinessradio.com. That's usabusinessradio.com. Unlock the reasons why these books haven't worked for you. That's usabusinessradio.com.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Price of Business. I'm your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. Any regular listener of The Price of Business knows that typically I only have, you know, I have four segments and four different guests. And I like that. It's kind of like a magazine because we get to cover a lot of different topics, you know, in a program. But I'm delighted today. We're going deep in today with two guests, two segments each. Dr. Linda Lagerman, she's our first guest today, and always love having her on the program. She's a regular on the program. We've been really monitoring closely what's been going on with the school shootings, which are horrific, and both she and I are adamant about how awesome it would be if they actually talk about the systemic issues for mass killings rather than, the weapons they're using to do it. Because, frankly, that's a distraction, and it's an opportunity cost. What's the cost? To actually find out why they're doing it. And it's huge. It's bizarre, in fact, that they operate this way. And so she's done incredible content. I've done articles about this, most of which are at usadailychronicles.com, but also usabusinessradio.com and our other sites. And in fact, at pressofbusiness.com, I'm going to provide links to all the articles we've done recently, because let me tell you, the safety of our children is all of our business. Dr. Lagerman, I love having you on the program. As always, you're with the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. Let's tee it off with background on yourself and what CCHR is all about. And by the way, the website, cchr.org.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. My background, you know, I have a PhD in psychology. I was a psychologist for many years and a professor. And I closed all of that out and for the past 5 years have been researching the trends in the mental health field and their impact on the public and the public's well-being. And now I devote myself entirely to raising awareness, getting information out there, and I work in Washington, D.C., trying to get legislation and policy things that will put some protections in place. You know, you were saying, you know, this attention, that all the distractions that keep attention away from looking at the common denominator of mind-altering psychiatric drugs that are implicated in all of these, you know, high-profile mass killings. I think it's time we cannot let the psychiatric pharmaceutical industry interests continue to block this information. There, we really have to get congressional hearings, a White House commission to look at that link, because we're not getting to the cause of what would cause a person to turn in such a way to do these bizarre killings. They're a specific kind of killing. You know, all the school shootings, the people getting in a car and running over people, you know, all these kinds of things are of a certain type and are linked with the psychiatric drugs that they're taking.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm totally believe, and I have no doubt that there's linkage. These drugs, you know, when you hear a commercial, these drugs can cause tendencies of violence or suicide. You hear those disclaimers. Most of these people who are committing these acts, I think you said somewhere around 80 to 90%, are on these type of meds. But I'm not even sure. I'm not convinced it's just these meds. You know, I've had a gentleman on the program, Lieutenant Colonel David Grossman, a graduate from West Point and considered one of the country's leading, yes, if there's such a thing as killology expert. You know, he puts linkage between, technology and video games, and these kids becoming desensitized because their brains are still in adolescent stage as they learn how to kill. In very vivid detail, he says the technology they're using in video games are the same as the type of technology that the military uses to train soldiers. You know, and so, and yet if you don't have a filter on how to deal with that, you've got some trouble. And then if you combine that with drug use, like you're talking about, wow, what a toxic combination.
Completely, because the drugs, I mean, there are very known adverse effects of the drugs. And these are listed, as you mentioned, on the commercials, on the FDA warnings, on, international drug regulatory warnings about these drugs, about the antidepressants that are very commonly used now, and about the ADHD drugs. And there was a group of researchers from Harvard and Wake Forest, and they went through all of the reports of serious violence, like defined by like resulting in death, disability, hospitalization, that kind of thing, all the serious violence episodes reported to the FDA, and they found like which drugs were reported that were connected with this. And the bottom line was, of all these acts of violence and of all the many, many drugs on the market, they were linked with a relatively small group of drugs. And their conclusions, they said that it was the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the SSRI antidepressants, the Prozac, Paxil, all the common antidepressants, that this is a quote, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors were the most strongly and consistently implicated drugs. Second,
wow.
The ADHD drugs. The ADHD drugs that we're giving kids. And we've got, like, a number of these high-profile mass killings. The person was on one of the antidepressants that can cause violence, including homicide and suicide, and on one of the ADHD drugs. So you're getting a double whammy.
Mm-hmm.
But
wow.
Drugs, it's phenomenal how many of them are just like the ones you see commercials for all the time. You know, Abilify and Prestique and Zoloft, effects, all these common psychiatric drugs are the ones that are responsible for these high-profile, weird kind of killings.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and something you were telling me during the break is that, in fact, what's interesting is that there's all this hyper-focus on the guns, but the reality is that the number of kids with guns at schools has actually declined precipitously, even while these isolated acts that are profound, I mean, I say isolated, they're happening every week or so, but while they're happening, really the overall gun trend of students at school has been in decline. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's true. I'm looking right now. I have it pulled up on my computer. It's the graph from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Division of Adolescent and School Health. This was looking at incidents of students in grades 9 through 12 who brought a weapon to school or who had a weapon anywhere, off of school property it could be. And they looked from 1993, this is a whole graphing every year from 1993 to 2015, and the line is a steady line down. There's like one blip, mm-hmm. At 2005. But the incidence of high school students with guns has decreased steadily and gone very low. So it's not about the guns that may be around. It's the graph that is related. So here we have like guns, and actually students with guns has gone steadily down. So it's not the availability of the guns. I have other graphs where we have the showing the increase in the antidepressants being consumed in this country, including teenagers and young children, the increase in the antipsychotics, like Abilify, which people don't realize is an antipsychotic because it's such a popular TV commercial, but that drug, and the ADHD drugs, and that graph is parallel to the increase in the mass shootings. Because those are all graphed out, too, starting from 1982 and up to 2016. And that's like a little zigzaggy, but it's like steadily going up, up, up. So,
interesting.
In teenagers' hands is not a parallel graph, but the numbers of drugs that they're consuming that are being prescribed to them is a parallel graph with the shootings.
So, you know, I'm cynical. You know, I'm people who know me and heard me, I've evolved over the years from a kind of traditional conservative to more of a libertarian. In fact, I'm pretty libertarian now, you know, and I'm very suspicious of government in general. And so when I see, and I think that's healthy to be, we should always be suspicious of any powerful institution that has control over aspects of our lives. You know, when I look at it, it's hard not to be cynical and think it's all about a gun grab by some because again, they only focus on the weapon and not on the reasons why it's taking place. I mean, it's puzzling. And so for all the people out there that are angry about what's happening, I wish they would take a causal approach rather than a symptom approach, because looking at a weapon, there's barely even a symptom approach. You know, and what's interesting, and there's a new article at USA Daily Chronicles.com, very new, about a week old or a few days old, you know, and it talks about the fact every time they go for a gun grab, you know, or talk gun grab rhetoric immediately after these events, ironically, the number of gun sales skyrocket. Exactly what, you know, gun control people don't want. And meanwhile, we're not seeing the cause addressed. And so I'm frustrated, and you know that. We've got a lot of conversations about this. I got to go, but we're going to hold on to you, and we're going to get right back into this. Dr. Linda Lagerman, she is a regular on The Price of Business. I love having her on. My blood pressure always goes up a little, but it's not about her. It's about our efforts to try to address this issue that's largely being ignored. CCHR.org is her website, and love talking to her. More after this on the nationally syndicated Price of Business program. I've got a new book. It's called Making New Rich Books Work for You. It explains why books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and 4-Hour Work Week excite people, but they don't take transformative action. I talk about my own story, and I've made this book available for 99 cents through usabusinessradio.com. That's usabusinessradio.com. Unlock the reasons why these books haven't worked for you. That's usabusinessradio.com.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well,
the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to this already, the final segment of today's Price of Business. I'm really excited because normally on the show, any regular listener knows, we usually have a different guest each segment. Today, we got to go deep on two segments, with two guests. I'm really excited about that. And I'm really enjoying this conversation with Elaine. Elaine Pofeldt, she is the author of the very interesting book, The Million Dollar One-Person Business. And it's very easy to find more about the book by going to themilliondollaronepersonbusiness.com. And so we're just kind of geeking out here. Elaine, loving our conversation. Talk a little bit about the type of businesses that are using these unique approaches, these efficient approaches that, that Tim Ferriss talked about. Frankly, he needs an annual report that updates all the technologies available, because frankly, many of the ones he talked about are long history, like, gone, like you pointed out. But talk about the industries itself that are using these kind of automated approaches.
Kevin, when I looked at the census statistics on businesses that were getting to $1 to $2.49 million in annual revenue, I found that they tended to be in these six categories: e-commerce, informational marketing, so that would be things like webinars, e-books, any kind of informational product, manufacturing, which you don't think of as being a one-person business, but it is today, professional services, things like an attorney putting out a shingle, personal services, so that might be someone like a nutritionist or personal trainer, and then real estate, which is something that many people do on the side. Those were the most accessible categories. There were some niche categories where people were even bringing in $5 million and more, but they were in areas such as hedge funds and things that I thought the average person could not do because they required very specialized expertise. So I didn't focus on those as much as those that were most accessible.
Yeah. Let me ask you, what did these various entrepreneurial types have in common? Because to me it seems like there might be some takeaways there for the audience and me.
They didn't get caught up on the treadmill that so many one-person businesses do, stepped back, thought a lot about strategy and how to extend what one person could do beyond the norm. So they were very conscious of using strategies such as automating routine tasks everywhere they could. They used contractors to extend what they could do to the point where they couldn't go any further. In some cases, when I did the fact-checking for the book, people apologized to me and said, Elaine, I'm sorry, I'm not a one-person business anymore. And I said, congrats, that's awesome. I'm not against people scaling up by hiring employees. But if you can scale as far as you can go with no employees, you'll really stretch your budget and have a lot more money to invest in other things like research and development of new products and services that you could offer. They also used outsourcing, which is a little different than using freelancers. They would use back office services such as fulfillment by Amazon if they were an e-commerce entrepreneur. One entrepreneur, Harry Ein, sells swag, those tote bags with a bank's name on them, et cetera, from his garage. He brings in $4 million in annual revenue a year. Yes, $4 million and from his garage. And he uses a back office service called I Promote You that is focused on swag sellers, and it does things like his invoicing and collections and those types of tasks. So he can be out there meeting with his enterprise clients who place the orders and focusing on very high value activities in the business.
Yeah, very interesting. Again, great conversation with Elaine Hofeldt. Her website, again, to learn more about her book, which I suggest everyone look at. Even if you're beyond this, you know, to me it's an interesting story, is, again, the $1 million one-person business.com, the $1 million one-person business.com. It's just a fascinating overview. I'm curious of what percentage, you know, we're actually outsourcing in the sense that I was talking about. You know, and by the way, for those who are kicking that idea around, a great source, and I know the owner, we don't have any financial arrangement, but it's onlinejobs.ph.com, onlinejobs.ph.com. It's like $35 a month, and you get access to thousands of resumes of people with the PH, it's the Philippines, who are looking for work and will work for a couple hundred dollars a month, about $400 a month, full-time for you, competent, they know English, it's the official language of the Philippines, one language everyone's required to learn, and it's amazing what they'll do. And meanwhile, at that rate, which is a fraction of what you would pay for someone with comparable skills here, you are usually doubling or doubling plus their salary. It's crazy. And they're very grateful, and you get, you know, you get eager employees rather than minimum wage ones, which you couldn't get minimum wage ones like this. And so it's an amazing thing. But how many do you see using that kind of thing? Not necessarily that particular one, but going to the Philippines for in particular.
You know, I don't know where all their contractors were located. Some of them mentioned that they were overseas, but I'm not certain that all of them use overseas contractors. Some of them use contractors who kind of stumbled into their lives accidentally and had hidden talents. I know Laszlo Nadler, who is in the opening chapter, he sells planners on Amazon, and he got the business to $2 million in revenue as a one-man band. And then he very recently in March hired his first employee after running it since 2012. And I know he found his web designer when she took a gig cleaning his home, and he started talking with her. It turned out she was an MBA student who had a knack for web design, and so he tried her out, and she turned out to be very talented, and that was how he found her. So sometimes it's happenstance and having a knack for spotting talent or asking around. You don't always need to use a platform. If you know a lot of other business owners, you can just ask your friends and say, you know, who do you use? Yeah. Your website looks great. And that may be a good way to find people.
Got to forgive me. We got, again, time flies when you're having fun, and I had lots of fun with my guest today. It was awesome. Elaine Hofeldt, phenomenal. I want you to check out this book, $1 million one-person business.com. By the way, that's all spelled out. There's not like a number one in there or anything like that. The $1 million one-person business.com. Thanks so much, Elaine. I'm Kevin Price. When we come back, you bet. When we come back tomorrow, we're going to have much, much more for you. In fact, not tomorrow. We're going to come back with you on Monday. But the show continues 24/7 at priceofbusiness.com, where we are continuously adding new content, audio, video, articles, and more. While they are like it on Facebook, follow it on Twitter. The Price of Business is brought to you in part by PM World 360 Magazine, offering a 360-degree view of project planning and execution through the eyes of certified and experienced project management experts. Get tips, best practices, tutorials, news, and more to help increase project success rates and fast-track strategic goal attainment. Visit PMWorld360.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.